My voice cracked like what? A fucking 13-year-old boy. Jesus Christ! I'm just very eager. Like, the excitement.
Yeah, it's a predication of the transformation that we're going through, because we're going to come out of this series as different people. So,
like a blooming butterfly,
but wrong. Like, backwards.
Yeah.
We're going to be wee grubs by the time this is all done. I don't even know where to start. I know we can't get straight into it because I'm full of weird nervous energy, but like...
So am I. I'm like apprehensive because it's like, I don't know how angry I'm going to get. I'm in short sleeves because I'm not going to start fucking sweating because I'm going to get tick. But...
I feel like, yeah, we should get all the warnings out with the way now.
But worse.
This is not scripted. This is not like anything we've done before where we're actually in control of ourselves. This is personal. And we are going to fucking say some shit that we probably don't mean, but we're going to say it anyway. So.
Oh, I'm going to say shit I fully mean. If it comes out foul, it comes out foul.
Oh, I meant more towards Cuiva. Of like,
oh,
you know, yeah.
Well,
we're going to be doing, we already said this on previous episodes leading up to this. There's going to be a fair whack of victim blaming going on, but it's already predetermined. So we're allowed to judge her. Okay. We are still her friends, but nobody else is. So fuck ye.
Yeah, if anybody else dares.
Yeah.
Fucking dare, Zayan.
We'll have no shit talked about it. Like, it happened and mistakes were made and things have been learned since. But like, no one could have known. Nobody. And I'd say me and Lizzie are fair fucking detectives, but neither one of us would have seen the outcome of this. Like,
already.
It looks immediately off to a terrible start. I'm sure...
Why? Because Vanna jinxed us.
Listen, I was being optimistic about the last few weeks and forgot who we were. Okay?
Savannah, when does optimism ever work?
Optimism actually makes things worse. I actually have realised. I actually feel like when we're optimistic about something, everything goes worse.
Mate, there is a good reason the last and worst in Pandora's box is hope. But we have it nonetheless. It is the curse of humanity and it's fine. Your audio issues are now fixed. I'm sure they're probably heard in the start of the episode, so we probably don't
need
to explain that.
Ignore them. It's kind of not my problem.
If it disappears after 2 minutes, I don't think anyone's going to be upset.
No,
we fixed
I wasn't
it.
Really talking much anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, you had a little story for us before we get into the main event.
So I discovered someone on Tinder, right? And I sent it in to the two girls, Lizzie and Savannah, and... made David realize that meant that I was on Tinder. And Savannah was like, oh, I can't believe that you're hiding like all these juicy stories from us, you know, about Tinder creeps. And I was like, now that you say it, I actually have a good story about a fucking freak above on Tinder. So this lad messages me and I was like, do you know? I was like, do you know, how are things? And he's like, oh, not great. My ceiling fell in. And I was like, oh shit crack. Like, you know, no, that's not fucking ideal. And he was like, yeah, fair bad, blah, blah. And we were just chatting away. And then he was like, he mentioned the cat. He was like, I was like, what happened? You know? He was like, oh, my sister's cat fell through. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, the poor thing must have been terrified. And he was like, no, the poor bastard's dead. Impaled on a spike when he fell down.
And I was like,
what the fuck? Why would you say that as like a sidebar? I was like,
an opening
my
conversation.
My bad day is that my roof fell in. Not that my fucking cat got impaled.
Like,
the cat was just, you know...
An afterthought.
Cat kebab.
Like, an inconvenience that the cat also got impaled.
Like...
What?
Yeah.
Kind of fucking sociopath.
I showed it to Anya and she was like, he's a whole psychopath. And I immediately just blocked him because I was like, that's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
So weird.
Bad vibes, man.
No, because you would have been the next one getting impaled and not in the way you were hoping for. Like...
Yeah, and you would be like, oh, she fell through the roof.
Oh, he was like, oh, it was my sister's cat or something. And I was like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's still an animal. Like, I'd be like, a random cat is after getting fucking impaled in my house. And then someone being like, what happened? Oh, he fell through my ceiling. It's how a normal person would say it.
Yeah. Like.
You are a lunatic, sir.
It's very weird.
Like, our neighbour's cat got run over when we lived in the apartment in Ireland. And I, like, we knew the cat, so I went and tracked down the owner and let her know that he had passed and, like, brought his little body to her and everything. Man, I was fucking... I had to lie down on the couch for a full 4 hours before I could actually, like, live human life again because I was so upset about that. It mm-hmm. wasn't even my cat. It wasn't even my sister's cat. It was my neighbour's cat that I saw every so often around the apartment block, like. And I fully had to lie down because I was so heartbroken about him dying. Like, Cuiva.
I know. People are fucking weird, like.
Please promise me you will share locations and shit, give registrations and all of that crack if you start going out on dates for these people.
No, because I actually don't intend on it. I feel like Tinder is the worst thing ever. I only started it because the girls insisted. And I was
See, Tinder would not have been my fave either. Like, I had it for about half hour and nearly fucking died because it's so chronic.
I don't like any of them, to be honest. I just feel like they're all... It's just shit talk. Like, I just not in the form. Like, why am I talking to loads of men? Like, I already don't want to. Like, small talk with random men. Like, I actually have no interest. I'd rather small talk with random women online and make friends. I swear to God, like, I have no interest. I don't.
There was a brief time where you could do that with those kind of apps. Like, Tagged used to be like that before it got really fucking weird. Like, Tagged was literally just for meeting people. Like, I made so many friends off of Tagged. But it's just not like that anymore. Everyone's just trying to get their dick wet.
Is Tagged even still a thing?
Huh?
Is Tagged even still a thing?
I've never even heard of it.
I think so. Like, I kept mine for a year after me and David got together because the weirdos were so juicy on it. Like, I never used Tagged seriously around that time anyway. It had already gotten weird. So it's been like 5 years, nearly 6 years since I would have uninstalled it. So I have no idea. I don't know. I feel like it would still be around. Just not very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get
but Plenty of Fish worked for me, so I can't fault it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Tinder's not where it's at.
No.
Tinder's weird.
I just don't really like the dating
I feel
apps.
Like Tinder's just for, like, where you're going to get the ride, like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but even then, like, any of the fellas you find on there are going to be fucking shit, like.
Fucking.
Yeah.
No offense to any of the fellas that are on it, but, like, the fellas that tend to, like, make the effort on Tinder. No, but
it
Tinder.
Is. It literally is. It's finding, like, the normal in the weirdo stack.
It's really hard and it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of effort. And then, like, yeah, no, I'm not arsed. Like, I really and truly am not.
I fully understand.
It's a balls as well. It's not like I can meet anyone through work. Well, I suppose.
You never know, Kiva, some sexy man might drop off his fucking labradoodle one day.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
some sexy rich bachelor.
True. True. We'll hold that hope.
But speaking of men and tragedy.
Yeah, it's without question one of the greatest things that's happened to you that you were currently single because we're about to get into the reason for it. And
I was hoping you'd forget. I was like, oh!
Oh, girl, as if I have not been looking forward to this since it came up.
That's it. It's been 10 minutes. We just came on to talk about your Tinder profile. We're going home now. Like, we're done. That's it. Clocked out for the day.
Just a quick short.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, this is the weirdest time. I don't know why it feels so wrong doing it on a story like this, but it is still the podcast nonetheless. So I declare time. Let's dive in.
Okay, so I'm going to go chronologically. Okay, I'm so dying.
No, I can actually see by your face how much you're hating your life.
I'll be fine once I get into it, but I'm like, this is just, it's really embarrassing. It's really,
I have like a weird sense of guilt as well, as if I forced you to do this somehow, but like
no.
It was entirely Kiva's idea.
Actually, I think it was Niamh's idea, so we can blame her. We'll be mad at Niamh now for a while.
I'll
blame Niamh, that's fine.
Until she comes on next episode and we have to apologise for blaming her.
I feel like maybe
no, I'll blame her.
Would it be a bad idea to mention the places that I worked?
No. It's not like you're signed into an NDA to say you never work there or anything. You don't work for them anymore.
No, and you're not talking shit about
logistically,
the places.
Is it all right to be like, this is where I worked at this time?
Yeah, yeah. Of
course. Okay.
You're not talking shit about the company. Like,
yeah, no, I know, but you know what I mean? I just thought I'd ask. Okay, so I worked in Supermax for 3 years, okay? And I was there, I think it was 2 years before Richard started.
Codename.
For the non-Irish listeners as well, Supermax, also lovingly known as Smax, is pretty much like our version of KFC.
Chick-fil-A, KFC.
But you're actually full off of Smax.
Yeah, I suppose KFC is the best bet.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like chicken burgers, drumstick boxes, what have you. Fucking delicious, 10 out of 10. Recommended.
Yeah, if you're ever in Ireland, get a Supermax. Amazing.
Yeah, get a Supermax.
And the curry isn't, the curry in Ireland isn't like the curry you get elsewhere. Like, we're not putting Indian curry on our chips, by the way. It's like a special type of curry, FYI. So, yeah, anyways,
it's UK curry. It's
I started and I was there for a couple of years, and then Richard started. Oh my god, it was just before the FLA came to town. Am I allowed to say where I live, or is that a bad idea?
I think just don't give out like your home address. You're
yeah,
right,
okay.
Like,
I was thinking.
I think we've already mentioned
where
Ennis
I live
a few times. Like,
yeah, okay. So the FLA came to Ennis, and I was like, I'm fair giving hints, anyways. If anyone gives a shit, they'll figure it out.
Literally, but they will figure it out. Like,
they will. So the FLA came to Ennis, and just before the FLA came, he started work, right? And I'm telling you now, the FLA was the worst time of my fucking life. I was a nicer person before. I worked a week of the FLA, and it changed me as a literal person. It was the worst week of my life. So that was grand. He was going out with this girl at this stage. She was very nice, actually. It's a whole other story. What kind of happened? Yeah, we were just friends for ages, and then he got his other friend, this other lad, a job in Supermax as well. And this other lad kind of had a thing for him, we'll say, like on the sly.
I remember.
Yeah, I obviously like was friends with the other lad, and he had told me that he had a thing for Richard. Okay, Richard was with the girlfriend. Blah blah blah. There's a whole load of it. Like, I'm gonna leave out a lot of details because I was like, just a lot of it is kind of like personal stuff for other people. So yeah, he started, and so I knew him about 6 months at this stage because we went to Cork. We went to Cork in April. Okay. There was a lot of drama surrounding this Cork trip, but I'm going to give you the bare bones details.
Yeah.
We went out and we went to staying back at the lad that we, this other lad's house that we worked with. And at this stage, him and the girlfriend were supposedly on a break, okay?
Uh-huh.
He had told me before that he'd been kind of like, he'd kind of told all of us that he'd like cheated on her a couple of times and she'd taken him back and stuff like this, you know. Immediate first red flag before you've ever, anything ever happened, but you know, we'll
wait,
pretend.
Can we do actually?
We need to tally
wait,
them.
I want you a red flag. Savannah, you have read my fucking mind. I'm going to get my pen. Ignore this. I'm getting my pen. Right, give us a fucking second, guys. Continue. So, one.
Was already cheating on his girlfriend before I was ever his girlfriend. Yeah. Anyways, so...
And openly bragged about it.
Not so much, more of a humble brag. You know?
Oh no, was he like, oh, I feel so bad, like I've cheated on her so many times with so many other fucking women, but like I feel terrible about it.
He fair told a fair amount of lies as well, but I mean, I say that like a surprise, but you know what I mean? There was one big one was that I remember we were at one of the girls' houses and, you know, we all used to drink together because we were all like, I was what, this 2017, I was like early 20s at this stage, so like, you know, you drink way more. And we were back at one of the girls' houses and we were drinking, and we asked him, we were like, why do you fear cheat on her? Like, and he was like, basically he went off and made up this whole sob story to your one, saying that he had walked in on his ex-girlfriend like riding one of his friends. It wasn't true, obviously, but we all believed it at the time. We thought it was true at the time, and that was kind of his reason. It was a big dramatic story. I'm not going into the details because apparently he was like beating them up and stuff. It's not true, but anyways, that's the story that he gave. Anyways, please, I feel the judgment through the fucking screen. I'm actually like...
No, but it's small, like a small bit of judgment towards you, but so much judgment against him already.
No, I know.
Like, I'm going into this act like I don't know him, you know? Like, I know nothing about him. I'm finding it all out now.
Yeah, so he was on a break with a girlfriend and we went to Cork. He was on a break. They definitely were not on a break, okay? Anyways.
Okay, Rachel and Ross.
Right.
Fucking Christ.
They definitely, like, he was on a break. It was a break on his end. Nobody.
Yeah, he was on a break.
Yeah.
He forgot to let her
know. As in, yeah, because she hadn't got a fucking clue.
So we went out in Cork and we ended up staying back at one of the lads' houses and I ended up shifting him that night, okay? This was in April of 2017, okay? I obviously knew that the other lad I was friends with liked him, okay? So I felt really bad. Yeah. I was like, man, for shifting the lad that my friend likes. So I ended up texting him being like, oh, I'm sorry, whatever. Then that June, I'd been in Supermax just gone 3 years, we'll say, because I was 3 years in Supermax that July. And I took a month off work and stayed in the mobile in Mayo. Me and him were both getting a job in McDonald's at this stage because one of the girls worked at McDonald's and she still had split up with a job, so we were both going to move at the same time. We were both like two of the, like, we'd been there the longest. We were two of, like, not the best employees, but we were there for the longest. We knew what the fuck was going on the most.
Mm-hmm.
Not the most, but like one of the most. it was kind of bad form that we were both handing our notice kind of at the same time, but I was kind of like, also fuck it, like they weren't very nice to us, well, me specifically, well, not me specifically, but like I don't know how they really were with him, but they weren't very like nice to me, so I was kind of like, I don't really give a shit. So
I mean, it's fast food. I don't think they're nice to anyone. I think that's a fair assumption to make.
Yeah, so I went out and I moved to Mayo for a month.
What?
He asked me, he messaged me, and he was going on like, he'd obviously, at this stage now, we'd gone to a party at one of the girls' houses. I actually never wrote this in, I forgot about this part. We went to a party at one of the girls' houses, and he had told me he'd broken up with the girlfriend, and he told me that he liked me. This is when he first kind of told me, okay?
Okay.
He told me he was broken up with your one, and I was like, okay, sound. Because I think when he was kind of first starting to show an interest, I'll say, I was like, well, I mean, nothing's going to happen while you have a girlfriend anyways. And I didn't really have an interest at the time either.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, makes no odds to me. Like, if you have a girlfriend, you're off the market for me automatically. He texted me and he said that he was going to holidays with the family. He told me he was going to Puerto Rico. I thought Puerto Rico and fucking off the coast of America. I was like, that's class. It was the fucking Puerto Rico in like the Canary Islands he was going to.
There's two?
Apparently there's a second one. I thought there was only the one out by like Cuba.
Yeah, I thought there was only one Puerto Rico.
There's one, like, I suppose the fake one, but it's in like fucking with the Canary Islands or something random.
Mope, now, is this just one of his lies or is this an actual thing?
No, because I thought for ages, I was like, they're going to fucking Puerto Rico. And I was like, that was always one of my dream places to go because of the...
Fucking Gran Canaria.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. That was my reaction too, because I thought they were going to the good one. No offense to anyone who lives in Gran Canaria, Puerto Rico, but it's not the good Puerto Rico, let's be realistic.
It's not the Puerto Rico you're thinking of, like.
And I was really jealous, and then I was like, oh, what time do you land, or whatever, when are you leaving? And he was like, oh, this time, we landed this time. And I was like, what? And he was like, I googled it, and then I found out then that it was like the other one, and I was like, So he texted me and asked me, he was like, that he was going, like, they had the flight books, and, like, it was a family holiday, but that ex-girlfriend had also had her flights booked as well, because she was supposed to be going. And I was like, okay. And he was like, oh, it's grand if you don't want it, but she wants to still go. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, she still wants to go, like, he was like, just as friends, though, like. And I was like, what? I was realistically in my head, I was like, that's not going to work. Like, you're not going to go out and like be drinking and staying in the same room with someone and be just friends. Like, and you're just recently exes, you know? So anyways, I was like, well, I don't really give a shit. I was like, we're not going out. I don't really, can't really tell you what to do. Do what you want to do. So they went as friends on holidays for like 2 weeks or something to fucking Gran Canaria. They came back and he told me that, yeah, nothing had happened between them. And in my head, I was kind of like, it definitely did, but he's just not telling me because he thinks I'll be mad. Whatever. So...
yeah, saying nothing happened between us unprompted. Thank you, Lizzie, for putting it on the red flag tally because, like, did I ask you?
So we went to McDonald's.
Why are you trying to confirm your text?
We moved to McDonald's then and this is around the time I met Niamh. I met Niamh then the 17th of July. Okay, we did our induction in McDonald's and that was the night that I met Niamh. We went out the night before my induction to McDonald's and got absolutely hammered.
Niamh is part of the congratulations. That's so cute.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was the 1st of August or something we started. But we met up on the 4th of August, okay? And he was like, I need something I need to tell you. And I was like, okay. And he was like, while you were away, like before he went on holidays, he was like, I met up with this. He was like, I slept with someone else. And I was like, okay, who? And he told me who it was. And I was like, I hated this bitch for ages. It wasn't even her fault. But I was just like, every time I heard it. Anyways, whatever, it's not the point. She's actually definitely upset.
Does he know that you hated her?
No. I just disliked her after he told me all this. It just irritated me to the bones.
Oh, you didn't hate her before he told you this. You hated her because of it.
I didn't hate her. I was kind of like, oh, you know.
Yeah, no, like, yeah.
Yeah, 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 but yeah, exactly.
Before that, you had no emotions towards this girl.
I didn't know who the girl was.
Right, okay.
Okay. But wait, this was after he told you that he liked you.
Yes, we were supposed to be, like, exclusive, and he was supposed to be, like, going on holidays with your one as friends, you know, etc. But we were supposed to be exclusive, but we weren't, like, going out, okay?
Right.
But, I mean, can I just say... if you're meant to be exclusive, the term exclusive means you know.
I know, yeah.
You're only really with each other if you're exclusive, yeah. And then he goes and, like, shags someone else.
So you were exclusive and he was just...
He
was. That's why he was, like, confessing, let's say, that he was like, oh, I shouldn't have done it, right? So I was like, okay. When I get thick, I don't like getting thick off the bat. I like asking questions so I know exactly what I'm thick about, okay? Because my worst nightmare is getting thick at something and then being able to be like, do you know, if you're like, oh, you fucking whatever, and she was in a red car and he's like, actually, it was blue. You've actually negated my entire argument. I hate that, so I asked all the questions. I was like, when... you know, where, and he was like, we were out. I was like, were you out? And he said, no. So I was like, so you were texting this girl and you met up with her and you got with her? He was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Just like, what?
But it was an accident. But it was a mistake. But he didn't mean to do it.
And then I was like, okay. And I was kind of like processing and he goes, mm-mm-mm. I was like, what did you say? He goes, it was twice. I was like, so you met up with her and wrote her twice? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And he was like, are you mad? And I was like, I actually don't know what I am right now. I was like, can you just give me a second? And then...
Why would he honestly have the stupidity to ask if you were mad?
Because he's a moron.
After you meant to be exclusive.
No, because he was a fucking master manipulator. He did this at the start of your relationship for a reason.
Oh, no, wait.
To see how far he can fucking test the water.
Because he turned around then and goes, haha, I'm only messing. I didn't. And I was like...
Why? For anybody wondering, so far we're on
this
7.
This isn't even the time that he did that in our apartment, like when you were in my apartment.
This is the day before he asked me out. Not even his girlfriend yet.
So this has happened on more than one occasion.
So, yes. So, anyways, the next day he asked me out and we were going out then, okay? And then the second flat happened.
The next day?
Yeah. I presumed it was a joke. Looking back, he definitely actually did write her and he just panicked and realised that I wouldn't want to be with him again anymore or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So he was like, haha, just messing. And I mean, I guess I believed him. Anyways, then the fla came and the ex-girlfriend was out and she tried to fight me because she had been told, because obviously Richard had been telling the people that I used to work with that we had been like... Looking back, that's what happened. But so basically she had been told that we were cheating together on her for like 6 months, which wasn't the case. Like the only time I'd been with him before we were going out was the time in Cork when they were on a break. Okay. And that was in April. So this is April's what? The fourth month. So it was like nearly 6 months before we were actually going out. But looking back, he had obviously been telling all the lads, like fucking bragging around in work, being like, why am I Kiva on the sly?
Yeah.
Looking back, that's what happened. But I didn't realise that at the time. I just thought that this lad was shister and was making assumptions.
I don't know if we can count that on the red flag list because she didn't know about it.
I mean...
Can't say it would have changed anything if you did, Quiva, let's be honest, but...
Yeah.
No, if he had been... I can't say for definite, but I do think if I'd found out that he'd been lying about that kind of shit around work, I would have been thick, like...
Well, you would have been thick, but I don't think it would have been a case of, like, a...
I don't know. I can't say for sure, to be honest. I was a moron. I still am, actually, to be honest, and I hope everyone stays away from me because I am liable to be stupid again. But anyways. So anyways, I go to college and I'm in college in Galway at this stage and that's kind of it. Then that October, Niamh has messages in her Snapchat of me telling her that he had told me yet again that he had cheated and then done the haha just messing thing again. So I don't know, is that the same time you were thinking of before?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then Savannah reminded me of this, of when we went to, I think, pretty sure it was Nugget Christmas at your apartment.
I think so.
I think it was our first Nugget Christmas anyways, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it? Or was it our second one?
No, I think it was our first one in the apartment because we were only there for 1 year and we cooked the dinner there. I remember that. So yeah, it was our first Nugget Christmas.
Yeah. And I don't really remember, but I remember getting a text off the ex-girlfriend being like, what was it that he... had been trying her on a night out, or...
Yeah, you got it basically... I think you got a Snapchat and then it moved to Instagram or something like that. But she had messaged you anyway being like, hey girl, like the hey girl was very passive aggressive. You can tell that just from the fucking tone. Or like the message anyway, that was what her tone was. And she's like, just so you know, something along the lines of, I met Richard in blah, 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 blah. And I don't, she's made like some weird quip, like, you needn't think he's loyal to you or something because he was trying me, or it was like she said, like a bitchy thing.
Yeah, and I feel like there was mention then of like, it wouldn't be the first time since there was overlap with you two, with like your relationships. I feel like that was brought into it as well.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't even bother correcting her because I was like, she's going to think I'm lying anyways. But like, FYI, there was, as far as I was aware, there was no overlap.
Yeah.
Yeah, just looking back on it now.
There obviously was. Yeah, I messaged him about it and he was like, no, whatever. And he made some fucking whatever he said that, you know, she was just trying to like shit stir or whatever the fuck. He was like, named a couple of the lads, ask them. And I didn't, obviously. Mm-hmm. They would have lied for him anyways, but sure, look.
Of course they would have.
So, and then after Christmas, we went to Eindhoven. We met up with one of the girls and her boyfriend. And we were there for like about a week. We did New Year's over there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went on the 29th. I found out afterwards that he had met up with someone on the 26th and the 28th and slept with someone else. I was told this by the person that it happened with. Yeah.
What?
So from day dot, basically.
I remember this, but until the... Like, I remember this coming out afterward, but I...
I only found out this after we broke up. Because I met up with some people that I knew, like, you know.
Yeah.
And they only had the decency to tell you after.
Bastards.
They said like, oh, I presumed you knew. And I was like, why would I...
What makes you fucking think?
Why would I have been with him if I knew that he was sleeping with other people?
In all fairness.
Are people actually fucking stupid?
Anyways, I don't know.
And this isn't like someone, like, it's not anyone that he's already cheated on you with up to this point.
Oh, I'm presuming that they were cheating the whole time.
It's an extra person. It's not the ex. It's not.
Oh no, it's in. Whoever. Yeah, it's another person.
Just try to keep everything, just so we know, because I'm sure this is going to get messy.
Yeah, because like I'm kind of like talking, because you kind of know, and I'm, you know, just to clarify for people. So yeah, then, exactly. Blah blah. 6 months pass, and it's 2018, and we're in July, and I decided I wasn't going to go back to college. I was like, I'm going to move to Spain. So I was like, I know there's going to be like a fuss that I'm not going back and I'd rather just not be here, so it's not an option to go back. So I moved. I told him, I was like, I want to go. And he was like, that's grand. I'd love to go too. So we went. We were coming back like the following month because one of my cousins was getting married. But we ended up having like this big fight in Spain over, because I had slept with one of the lads that was going to be going like over the years because he was one of my cousin's friends. And then I'd shifted another lad, and he made this into a big fucking deal anyways, and it was like a big deal that like I'd got with these people. I don't really know. I didn't really get it at the time.
Can I stall the ball there for a second, right? One, I'm adding another fucking tally. But two, he has the gall to get mad because there's someone's going to go to a wedding that you slept with a couple of years ago, and he actively out fucking other girls behind your back.
From the sounds of it, in your actual friend group. Like the neck.
The neck
of this little fucking scrawny bastard, I swear to God.
Yeah, so anyways, Spain was grand. I actually love Spain. Spain was great crack, 10 out of 10, love Spain, but the wages over there were fucking terrible. I worked in a place in La Cala, for anyone who knows or gives a shit, Biddy Mulligan's, would recommend. Place is lovely, the food is class, FYI, the food's actually fucking unreal. So yeah, we came back from the wedding, went back to Spain, and come Christmas time, I was kind of like, I was not feeling anymore. I was kind of like, you know, the wages aren't good enough. And I'm very much a person, like, I like living at home. Like, I'm not really, like, a traveller, I guess. I'm more of a home bird.
You're a home bird.
So I was kind of like, I was feeling kind of just coming home and staying home. So we came home and we were kind of thinking about going back, but it just didn't happen. And we ended up getting a house in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for a few months. I basically did everything. I'm shocked. I'm so sure you're fucking shocked and surprised to find out that I basically did everything.
As if we didn't know.
But I did. I was always the one like buying shit for the house, like, you know, like sweeping brushes and like bed sheets and shit like that. Like, it was like, I don't know.
You were the only one trying to make it a home.
Yeah, he'd never think of it. Then he'd get thick if there wasn't anything there. So if it was like, oh, the bed sheets aren't nice or whatever, it was like, why didn't you buy them then? You know what I mean? It was never like, it was always like, well, this is your fault. I was like buying shit for the house, and like, you were in the house, weren't you? Yeah. Because you moved to Germany in March of 2019.
I did.
Savannah moved to Germany, but before she went, her and David came down, I think it was twice.
I think twice, it was twice. The two of us would have gone.
I don't know, the house wasn't very homely even while we were there, like, because I feel like, you know, you need people who are living in the house to kind of put in effort. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. It was very just much yeah, like my house because I was putting all my shit into it, like buying stuff, like buying like cushions and shite. And when he wasn't, it kind of, I don't know, it just felt like...
You lose motivation. Like, why the fuck would you want to be the only one trying to build a home together when you're building a home just for yourself and he's then having an opinion on everything that you're doing for it, but doing fuck all to back those opinions?
Exactly. It was like, oh, well, that's not nice or this isn't right. But then fucking get, you go out and buy something then.
Literally.
Anyways, I remember it was in like May, and at this stage now I was kind of like not on the outs with the girls, but I kind of was, because I kind of withdrawn when I came back from Spain. I was kind of like not going out with them as much and stuff like that, and looking back it was definitely because like I just wasn't arsed. Like I was definitely just stressed and shit over the whole thing. And yeah. I remember as well, yeah. He used to always, like, it was never over me going out, but like I remember noticing at one stage, and I said it to him and it kind of stopped then after a while. But like anytime I would want to go out or I would go out, there would always be like a fight that day. So it would never,
he'd like make sure you had a shit time.
Yeah, so would it never be about like me going out? Like he'd never say straight out like I don't want you to go out, but he'd be like, there'd be a fight over something stupid.
Mm. He'd orchestrate it though, because God forbid you went out to have a fucking good time without him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or God forbid you went out, had a good time, or like possibly seen somebody that you might have fucking better crack with other than his fucking greasy self.
Yeah, like it would never be like, he'd never say straight out like I don't want you to go out or whatever, because he knew I'd be like, fuck off. But it was always like,
yeah,
it kind of got to the point where I was nearly dreading going out, because I was like, we're going to have a fucking argument and we're going to be fighting now.
You're going to argument that day and it's not worth it, because you're very much a person is like, if you're not confrontational, so like if you think something's going to cause grief, you're just not going to, you know, like,
yeah, like I still went and stuff, but there was a lot more anxiety around going out, even though it was never said that,
yeah,
that was the reason why I kind of like,
yeah,
knew subconsciously that was why. And looking back, when I kind of like copped it, I was like, that's so why. And I didn't even realize why I had so much anxiety around going out and meeting the girls and stuff. That was why.
Mm-hmm. But it's because like, he was so manipulating though, because he knew outwardly if he had an argument with you saying that like you can't go out or you should do a certain thing, like when you're on your night out, you would call spade a spade. It would immediately be like, pal, what are you trying to do? Like trying to control me.
Yeah.
And he obviously knew you had a bit more cop on, so he literally went the sneaky way around.
The fucking psychological route.
And like, would make drama, would make a fucking argument to still get you into that mindset.
Without saying it.
But just so not he's the one that came out looking like a fucking psychopath in it, like.
Yeah.
So you would have nothing but negative emotions surrounding going out, to the point that it's going to drive you not to want to go out anymore. But he can't be the bad guy held accountable for that.
Because he never actually, I never said that.
He's not a lad, like, he's not going to tell you what to do. He's not telling you what to do.
He's just making sure you don't do it and you do exactly what he wanted you to do.
Yeah, basically.
Because he's fucking scum.
So, yeah, I was kind of like, funny with the girls at this stage, because I was like, they were obviously noticing, and I remember one of them actually said it to me that she thought maybe it was over him, and I was like, at the time I was like, no, it's not, like, do you know, like it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like she was fucking
you gave us the same story as well, because we were like, Weeva, we know, we know something's wrong with you.
But I didn't know either, like I wasn't aware either.
No, you didn't.
Like I wasn't aware. It wasn't a case of that I was like lying or something. I was just like, no,
I know that, but like,
it was purely denial, like,
yeah, like we did absolutely cop there was something going on. But like anytime we did ask, was it Richard, you were like, no, everything's grand between us, like,
yeah. So, it never was, FYI.
Yeah, no. I know, but you thought it was because it was normal, and that's the sad part of it all. Like, he made you think everything that he's doing was normal.
A bad bastard. Yeah, Savannah moved to Germany at this stage, and we were kind of looking at getting like another house, like elsewhere.
No, I actually forgot about something before Savannah went to Germany.
Mm.
That's going to be another red flag time. So I'm just going to mark it while I'm at it. Just so you know, we are on 15. But at the time, both of you were over visiting me. Because Savannah, when she moved to Germany, like, you've only been home like one or two times. Like, you haven't, or like, three times max.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this is going back onto one of the previous things that Kiva has mentioned, where she'd get a text, oh, I've done something. Haha, it was a joke. So we were walking down the town in the middle of Port, and all of a sudden, Kiva fucking stopped dead in her tracks, gone pale as a fucking ghost. And we're like, what? Something's after happening. And you're like, basically like, this shit again. You're like, he was after snapping you basically to be like, Kiva, like, I have something to tell you. no, I'm after making a mistake. And you were like, just tell me what it is. He's like, no, like, I don't think you understand. Like, I really fucked up. And like, obviously in that moment, you're going to think like, obviously he was doing the dirt. Like, there's no, what else could he be alluding to without actually fucking saying anything?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, just tell me what it is. Just tell me. And he was like, no, like, Kiva, this is so serious. And like, I just want you to know, like, I'm really, really sorry. And you're like, basically, did you get with someone? Like, what, are you after cheating, is it? And he was like, yeah. And then a couple of minutes later, I remember standing outside the chipper and we were like, what the fuck is actually going on? Like, is this happening? And then about 2 minutes later, when you hadn't replied, it was it's only jokes.
Yeah. Having a laugh, like.
He was definitely telling the truth, though. And he was just like, he was like, so then he could then, if I ever accused him of it, he was like, well, I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, why would I joke about that, like?
I mean, you did. Regularly.
You literally said, haha, lol, just kidding. Like.
And that's only the times I remember, because I don't remember, I don't even remember that time.
No, I fully do. I even remember you fully being like, you're after cheating on me, aren't you? Pretty much. Like, having to actually drag it out of him. And him just being like, yeah.
But did you, like, notice that, though? That's him, yet again, doing it while I'm, like, doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were off with us. Oh my god,
that's so
like...
fucking true. She was off for what? Neve the second. So was it Nugget Christmas first time? You were with Neve or something the second time, was it?
No, Neve had messages, but, like, I don't know when. It was in October. I don't know, like, what I was doing. And then I was with E again.
Okay. So out of three, two times you've been with other people doing stuff, like having fun without him being there.
Yeah.
Or having any sort of fucking dictation or control over what you were doing.
And I think it's a safe bet to assume that the third time that we can't account for, you were off doing something.
I definitely
like,
was.
Like, why would he be texting you if you were in the same house, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so that's another pattern again, like.
And oh God, I remember being like, Quiva, you were like, nah, he said he didn't, so he didn't, like. And I was like, Quiva! Please.
I know, but like,
they take people for what they're fucking telling you.
Yeah. But then I was like, I don't know, it just didn't make any sense to me. I was like, why are you, just to then be like, haha, only messing. Like, but that's, to be honest, I will say now, anyone fucking listening, if you're with someone and they're like doing fucking cheating tests or whatever the fuck, pretending they cheated, mm-hmm. or any of that kind of shit, fucking get rid ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP. Because first of all, there's truth to it. They're not doing it as a joke. Yeah.
They've either done something or they're looking to
ever,
do
like,
something.
Putting through, yeah. Or putting through some fucking sort of test to see if you're worthy to be in a relationship or that they want to be in a relationship with you. Fuck that off.
Yeah, get rid.
Yeah, honestly.
You know what I mean? In the muff. It's not worth your time.
Yeah, oh yeah. So basically, the girls were kind of fun with me because I was kind of like not as present as I should have been in the group, which is like very fair. We were all meant to be going to Killarney for like a night out, right? That we were going to stay the night there and whatever. But I woke up that morning and I was fucking dying. I remember texting, I'm pretty sure I texted Yi.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember this trip.
I fully remembered the drama around this trip, yeah.
I texted Yi and I was like, that I was sick or whatever, that I was meant to be going to Clarny. So I texted the girls and I was like, I'm actually dying. And they were kind of being shitty with me, to be honest. They were like, they thought I was like lying or whatever, that I didn't want to go. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I have clearly some sort of a vomiting bug or something. Like, it was the whole like, you get sick, you're grand for 20 minutes, then you're nauseous for another fucking half an hour, and then you're getting sick. So you're getting sick every hour, like.
Mm-hmm.
I had woken up at like 7:30 to go to get ready, and I've packed and everything while I was getting sick to be like, I'll be fine, I'll just go. But then it got to the point where I was like, I'm going to be getting sick all day. Like, you know when you can tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're in the pits for the day.
So
yeah.
Anyways, Richard collected one of the girls and brought us over to one of the other girls' house where everyone was like congregating. And I was like, lads, I'm actually really in a bad way. Like, I don't feel well at all. Like, I can't go. So anyways, went home and the girls went and I got into bed and I was just getting sick or whatever. And then that night he came in and he was like, the lads want to go out. And I was like, I mean, sure, look, if you want to go out, because like, I'm only going, do you know when you're kind of like, I'm only going to be getting sick anyways, like.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's no reason in both of us being here miserable.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I'm only going to be sleeping and getting sick and stuff. I was like, you work away. And like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him, but I literally got up and was getting sick and he was like asking me questions and I was like getting sick and he was like kind of getting annoyed that I wasn't answering him. And I was like, I'm literally vomiting right now as you're talking to me. What do you want me to say?
You can't breathe when you're puking, like, never mind fucking form.
When you know when you're nauseous and it's like you actually can't,
or
like,
have a cohesive
you can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth doesn't work properly for speaking. It's purely in I'm vomiting mode. So anyways, that was fine. He ended up going out and I stayed at home and that was it. The girls went to Clarny and that was it, right? It was, I don't know how much long later we were talking about it, that basically like the girls were thinking me and whatever, and we'd had a conversation about it, and I said it to him, and he was like, yeah, I kind of still don't understand why you never went.
Was he not trying to have a full conversation with you with your head down a toilet bowl?
But that, when he was going out, that's at like 8:30, 9:00. You know what I mean? It's not a case of this was at 2:00 in the afternoon and I was grand by 6:00. This was, I was still getting sick up until I think it was 10:30, 11:00 that night. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, yeah, like, I don't get why you didn't just go and like, you would have been grand, like. And I was like, you saw me getting sick. You were talking to me while I was getting sick, like. You're fucking trying to gaslight me or something. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That one thing really stood out to me. I was like, are you actually well?
Like, that's actually bizarre. Like, I don't care how thick a fucking stupid you are and how much of a scumbag you are. Like, why would you ever turn around to someone who has just visibly been puking their ring up for a full 12 hours of the day, we'll assume, at this point, like, and be like, yeah, I don't understand why you didn't go?
In front of him as well, no less.
I was like, what are you talking about?
It's not like you were just in bed and you'd like taken a bit of a weakness, and you felt a bit shit.
Yeah.
Even at that, fuck off. Like, don't be telling someone if they're feeling unwell, oh, I'm surprised you didn't go. Like, that's obviously still shit.
But yeah, if you're unwell, you're unwell. If you're going to have a shit time, what's the point in going somewhere? Literally. Where was the concern for you as well? Fuck him in general. Sorry. No, you're puking your fucking heart and ring up.
Oh, there was no concern. There was no concern at all.
And you together a good, what, 3 years at this point? 2 years?
It's 2 years now, yeah. Nearly 2 years.
2 years. And just... zero concern. Lizzie, do you already have the lack of concern as a red flag? Because... okay.
Sven, you best leave.
I figured as much. I did not think you would be slacking on your job here. But like... just making sure because I'm actually vexed. Like, not even a cup of tea did he make.
Oh no, nothing. I don't even think he gave me water or nothing.
Bit of flat 7-Up or something. You know what I mean?
Do you know? And it's not like I was expecting it either. I was like, would it just be fucking nice to even be like, yeah...
No, but it's... yeah, it's those things. They're not expected, but like... If it was your friend, or in this case, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, if they're unwell,
that's like Savannah, like David being really sick. Like, you'd probably, if the lads were thinking David for not going somewhere because he was really sick, you'd probably nearly message them and be like, just so you know, he actually was dying.
Oh, genuine.
Do you know what I mean?
I'd probably fucking ate them for giving him a shit time, like, 100%. And like, same as if David was supposed to go away for a weekend and I had made my own plans to go and do something fun for that weekend, that like, now that he's home, it's interfering with, like, he's homesick, then like, I would still, do you know, he doesn't drink tea, but we'll pretend he does. I'd make him a cup of tea, fucking wrap him up in a blanket, make sure he has like water near him.
Yeah, feel snacks, it. Make sure there's water and shit there, phone. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And then shit to keep his blood sugars high. Keep him grand. Yeah. Just so you know that you care. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay.
Exactly.
Shit time.
Yeah, I know.
Hope you're going to be all right.
I don't care how old you are. Like, everyone likes to be mammied a wee bit when they're fucking sick.
A pint of water and a couple of Panadols laid out would have done the job, like.
Yeah.
To be honest, just not asking me questions while I'm actively getting sick and then pretending that I was never sick then afterwards would have been enough for me.
Like.
Really and truly.
Yeah. Just a bit of, you poor mite, like. Is that too much? Is that actually too much?
It was, clearly, actually. It was very much too much, clearly.
Well, God bless, we may start a GoFundMe to pay for this poor boy born without a fucking heart and a brain. God bless.
To be honest, not a pair of balls either. A medical marvel. He's a whole Wizard of Oz cast. Like,
but do you know what he was born with? The fucking neck.
Oh.
Anyways.
What?
So, moving on to, you know, back to the trend of ruining times that I'm away from home by starting arguments, we went to Stuttgart. So. Yes. We decided, me and Lizzie said we'd go over and visit Savannah in Stuttgart. And am I saying that right? Stuttgart? Or is it Stuttgart?
Yeah, Stuttgart.
Okay. So we went over and I went up to Lizzie's, like, I think it was like 2 days early or something. Because like, we were getting the plane from Dublin anyway. So Lizzie, like, it made sense to go up like a day or two early.
Yeah.
I think I went up 2 days early. Yeah. Or maybe it was just the day.
Yeah, I think it was because you wanted to see the family and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like.
So I think I went up like, so say we were flying on the 15th, like I went up the 13th. Okay, so I went up, but like, he knew that I was going up to Lizzie and started an argument over something. I don't remember what it was. Okay, like, I was like, well, I'm going to Lizzie's. Like, my train is at fucking 4:00 or whatever time it was. I was like, I'm going to Lizzie's. Like, argue with your fucking self, basically. He was like, okay, fine. And he dropped me to the train station and I got on the train and went to Lizzie's. And he blew up and he was like...
Wait. I know you don't remember what the argument was about, but was he fully trying to stop you? Like, trying to discourage you from going down to Liz?
Yeah. he was saying that he...
Sorry, what now? Cheeky going to mind your business.
He wanted me to... He started a fight with me. We'll say I was getting the train at like 4 o'clock. He started an argument with me at like 12. And the argument didn't finish when I left. And I presume what he expected me to do was not go until the following day. If that makes sense.
So that you could stay and finish the argument.
Which would never happen because I was always very much like... I hated the whole thing of like you're having an argument and then it's just left for however long. Do you know? I was always like, can we talk about it now? Like, I hate that shit. That was fucking bed out of me anyways after a while because I just give up because he just would not talk about anything until like he felt like it, basically.
Yeah.
No, so
I can't stand that.
I fucking hated it. And all like, anyways. So yeah, I was going to Lizzie's and he fully expected me to like, be like, okay, well, we're going to stick around and finish this argument. And I was like, I'm not staying around. Really and truly,
I weirdly don't have interest in that.
I don't Imagine. Have any interest. I'm going up to Lizzie's. I'm going to Lizzie's for a reason. You know, we had plans, whatever we were doing. Like, we were probably, you know, going having drinks or something like. And I was like, I'm going. Mm. So I got on the train and he was texting me then being like, oh, fucking ridiculous. Like, you knew we were having a fight and you went anyways. Blah, blah. I think what happened as well actually was, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I wasn't supposed to go till the following day, but then Lizzie had texted me that day being like, do you want to come up today instead or something like that, that I'd go up a day early so I'd be there for the 2 days rather than just two nights rather than just the one night. And anyways, obviously he didn't like this, so we ended up having an argument and then I went anyways and he was like, oh, you know, you went anyways even though you knew we were in a fight, you knew I was thick and you just went anyways, blah blah, prioritising Lizzie, whatever the fuck. And I was like, I mean, you didn't want to talk about it. I'm not going to fucking sit around waiting for you to talk about it. I had shit to be doing.
You literally had a flight to be catching, like, never mind that you were going a day but early, but thing. You still had a flight to be catching.
But I think the reason why I said it was, you were going to be getting in sort of late the next day, and then we would have been getting up early to get the flight. So like,
there was a reason as to why.
So you got, like, a proper night's rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just made sense, like.
But, like, the arguments never, like, made sense. Do you know what I mean? It was never over a point. There was never like a point. It was never like a, you did this when I wanted you to do that. It was like, they kind of went away from like having a reason to just like, oh, I reacted bad. Like, I should have reacted differently to this or that. Like, you know, when you're kind of like, so you do something and someone gets thick and you're like, oh, you know, sorry. I just, you know, you kind of explain yourself. He was like, you're just making excuses.
Yeah.
I wasn't like allowed to explain myself. It was like that I was making excuses. So like,
so you weren't even allowed to defend yourself in an argument.
Or he was just totally dismissing what you were
saying. Yeah, like it's not that I wasn't allowed because that, like, I mean, I did anyways, but it was a case of like whatever I said was wrong because it was like you're making excuses. And like, I never understood that. I was like, I'm actually not making excuses. I'm not saying that I wasn't wrong. Making excuses is saying that I wasn't wrong because of this. Explaining is this is my thought process. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
look, I'm sorry, the reason I fucking shouted at you this morning is because I was fucking in a load of pain and dying of the hunger, you know.
I never, that's the thing, like, it was, I'd say fair enough if it was stuff like that, but I never did ever, I never got thick, like,
no,
do you know what I mean? It was always over like random shit that like, I still, like, I never know, none of these arguments, I know why we had an argument, except for the one about the lad that he got kind of pissy that he was going to have to hang around with people that I'd, like, one person that I'd slept with before, like, years before. Like, none of them have a point because I don't know what the point of any of them were, what the arguments were about, because they never had a reason. They were just like, he didn't like how I said something.
No, the one singular point was to ruin your day and keep you in constant self-doubt.
Basically, probably, yeah. So we went to Stuttgart anyways, and he was just, I had a fucking class time. I'm telling you now, lads, learn how to compartmentalise because it's a fucking gift. Because, yeah, I swear to God, because, like, I had a great time, but then, like, we'd be arguing then, like, when I was going to bed, like, I presume, I don't know if you noticed, but, like, we were arguing and shit as well.
Queevy, you took a full fucking depression nap while we were in Stuttgart. What do you mean you don't know if we noticed?
That's actually something, no, Niamh was going back, we were going back over our messages when I was doing the timeline of this. The amount of times I was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to, I don't take naps, but I was telling Niamh constantly, like, oh, I'm going to go for a nap now. I was constantly sleeping.
You were fully in depression naps.
Yeah.
All the time.
And looking, like, at the time, I thought it was like, I was like, oh, I'm just tired. No, girl. You're not low in iron.
You were burnt out.
You were fully, like, not well. Which I didn't notice at the time.
I also remember just from that one Stuttgart trip, the time that we were flying back, we would have got into Dublin, like, really late. like probably like 10 or 11 or like maybe, yeah, we would have been landing in Dublin in around like 11 o'clock or something. That's not including getting off the plane and then driving home. So Dublin to my house is just over an hour. So that would have been 12 o'clock in the morning. And up to Ennison, it's even further.
Yeah, so it's about 3 hours. I remember seeing to you.
At least 2.5.
So yeah. It would have been all fucking hours of the morning. And I remember saying to you before we had flown out, we were still in Stuttgart at this point. I was like, do you want to just kip at mine and then leave in the morning? You know, like it's grand. Mam can drop you to the train station. So obviously you're not being up early hours, obviously, because we wanted to spend as much time together as we could before we flew out. Having that long flight, then to drive all the way back to end, it's like, it's too much. You'd be in the pits, you'd be in a horrible fucking way after all that travelling. You would. It's yeah. Too tiring.
And not to mention, we absolutely fucking overloaded ourselves with activities. We walked a good fucking 40 kilometres a day.
Like, yeah. It was so much. But I remember saying to you, yeah, look, just you can stay at mine tonight, like the night that we land. And you can go home in the morning, like if you want, or, you know, do whatever you want, basically. And I remember you saying, no, like I should probably get home. And I was like, oh yeah, grand. Like, obviously that's fair, but like, it's going to be a lot of traveling. Like it's only for one night. And you were like, no, I think the words you used, but you didn't say it in such a way was, no, he wants me to come home.
Ew, Kiva.
So I kind
of, ew.
So I kind of got a bit of a thing. I was like, oh, all right. Cause the way that you said it, you didn't sound thrilled. You know, yeah, like you didn't sound happy.
It's not a
so
case
I was like,
of like, oh, I want to go home and see Richard. It's, oh, Richard will expect me home, so I have to go home.
Like, we were doing so much during the day, and then we'd go home then, and then I'd be arguing with him for basically the whole night. I'd be up arguing with him over shit. Like, yeah. And I was like, that's a 3-day argument that he had to have with me because he was like, why? I don't know. True, look.
Like, you were definitely, like, looking back at it now, I know why it was him chipping away at you. But, like, all of this we noticed, like I said, it didn't go unseen or unnoticed. We did notice it. We just could not figure why the fuck you were so testy. Like, everything was triggering you and fully understandable. It was fully 34 degrees. We had walked forever. It was beaming hot. We were all starving. We were all triggered. But, like, you were extra triggered.
Yeah,
and you
which
were,
isn't
like
me. I don't really get like that either.
Yeah. You were super hyped, which is exactly that. It's super unqueven.
Like, I tend to be like, if you tend to get, not to be calling you out, but you tend to get triggered more than I do.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
For me to then be like, triggered as fuck more than ye is like,
that it was to the point that, like, when we went to, we went on a hunt because it was a fucking fire tag, so everything was closed. And we went on a hunt for fags, and that was when Cueva was in the middle of her depression nap. She was fully asleep back at the hotel. And, like, I remember walking down the road with you and be like, what can we do for her? Like,
no, but I remember the other reason why. So, basically, I want to say, like, another thing just to add on to how, like, we knew that you weren't well and, like, how it caused us to have a reaction. But I remember also why she had the depression app is because we were after spending a fucking fortune in Stuttgart and then Norton fucking cybersecurity took 80 quid out of her fucking account.
Yes,
and that's
that
why she was depressed.
That was
no, that did not help at
so
all.
Bad.
That's what triggers an app. Yeah, no, definitely. You were, I think you were surviving everything up until that point, but that was
but
just
that's,
like,
and then
because,
that, like, sent you over the edge.
Okay, we're going to get into the money things more in the next episode, but I never really had much because he was constantly, like, borrowing money off me. So
taking,
borrowing.
Taking is the word you're looking for. Stealing, perhaps, because if it was intended to be paid back,
So I have texts here that are from, so where we are now in the timeline is June, July of 2019, but I'm gonna read out texts from 2020, August 2020, just because they fit in exactly to the whole money situation as to why I never fucking had none, why I was stressing about it.
Right, so the texts are a year too late, but they're applicable to the situation.
We had conversations like this regularly. So
perfect.
I texted him and I said, I'm going
to
need you to send on the rent, and also, can you calm the fuck down with Paddy Power or use your own card because you owe me €60 now. Actually, scratch that, you've managed to spend €130 since the 29th. It was the 31st. It was the 31st.
Cueva, he was not using your card to place bets. Is Paddy Power universal? Do we need to explain what Paddy
Power
is?
It's a betting.
It's a bookies.
Bookies, yeah.
Online bookies. You can play online and you can play in physical stores as well. But I presume
gambling.
If he's using your card, this was the online one.
like putting money on horses, matches, like.
So
yeah.
Actually scratch that, you've managed to spend 130 euros since the 29th, right? So that's over the course of 2 days. And he said, hey.
A few days?
Two.
29th to the 31st, yeah. 29th, 30th, 31st. So technically 3 days-ish. 2.5.
130 of your euros came out of your bank in 2 days. And
This was just after, like, I was working in Specsavers at this stage. So I was, or no, was I in Vitalograph? I was one of them anyways. And so I was working two jobs at this stage. And I said, he replied going, hey, you wonder why I stress. And I said, say again? How does any of that stress you out?
What was that?
And he said,
excuse me?
I just finished football. I'm going to go shower. I was going to go sleep. But no, instead, no, I have to stress about everything. And I said,
you mean the stress that you cause because you have a gambling addiction using my fucking card because you don't have any of your own. You take code to keep on spending and what in your gambling addiction. Are you having that?
Literally, I have just had a good time and I was going to continue to have a good time. But now you're texting me about the money of yours that I spent.
How dare you? So I said,
how dare you?
We obviously had plans to go with the girls. You know, it was another fucking Killarney vibe. I said, because what happened was I fell out with the girls again over this. Me and one of the girls actually had an argument, which we never do. So basically, when COVID, was 2020 COVID? Yeah, it was. So when COVID happened,
yeah.
I was in Vitalograph. Great place to work, by the way. But we lasted a few months, but they let a load of us go. For like 3 months. They said, we'll bring you back in 3 months when things have kind of settled and when we have more work free. So we said, fine. So all of us were on the COVID payment. When I got back, I ended up, me and one of the other girls, for some reason, I don't know what it was just me and her, we ended up getting taxed a fuck ton. So I basically didn't get paid. And I obviously wasn't getting my COVID payment anymore, so I had no fucking money. And I was only like working part-time in the groomers, so like I had no money and I was trying to pay rent. Right? Pretty much by myself paying rent as well, because I fear to ask him for rent money all the time. I said, I won't be going to Dingle this weekend because you've spent money we don't have making bets. How about stop spending money on nothing? I'm so upset, man. The 1 weekend I wanted to go away with the girls, I was like, I don't know if I'll use her name, but one of the girls was home for the first time in a year. And now I can't go because I have no money after I broke my back trying to give you a good holiday because he had gone away on holidays too.
So you had worked then. So just going off of what you've just said, you had worked presumably to give him money to pay for his fucking holiday, and then he's taken that for a liberty and then some.
Wait, should I tell you about the holiday? The holiday that I'm referencing right now, I'll talk to you about it next time.
Yeah.
It wasn't Ibiza. He had apparently gone to Morocco. Okay. So I don't know why it was my responsibility to help fund his holiday, but apparently it was. And he said, I'll give you money, go have a nice time. And I said, we don't have any money. And he said, I'll give it to you. And I said, I don't want your money, I want my own money. And he said, I'll give you your money, !
Why are you getting fucking vicious?
Yeah, like, too fucking right, you'll give me my money, bitch, like.
And I said, I want my money. I broke my back helping you go on holidays, working two jobs now, and for nothing. I'm not going to Dingle, I'm going to go to Mayo instead. I'll talk to you later. He said, thanks, I appreciate it. I broke my back working since we came here.
Excuse.
Stall the ball, we're actually not moving on for this. I don't you dare even try going to another point right now because we're stopping it here for a fucking hot minute.
I said,
and we're talking about this.
Quiva just ignored the fact that you said don't move on.
Oh, no, it gets worse. Sorry. I said, I'm not arguing with you about this. Least you could do is apologize. You're in the wrong. And he said, okay, sorry. I fucked everything up. Maybe better off without me just fucking slowing you down.
Oh, not with the gaslighting.
And I said, if you thought for about 3 seconds before you spent money, there'd be no issues. You complain you've no money, but clearly this is why you spend it all on bets you don't even realize. And he said, I'm just so fucked up.
Don't be fucking betting on horses.
He bet on horses,
Christ.
He bet on football. Sorry. I felt like that was a...
That's even sadder.
I said, I can't have the stress of this, really and truly. The stress of paying bills is so much for no reason. I'm act broke up in the bathroom. I might come home. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Trigger warning. And I said, stop saying you're fucked up and make no moves to better yourself. Just stop placing the bet. It's simple. And he goes, making no moves? And I said,
What did he say about the bathroom?
I said I was broke up in the bathroom. I was obviously in the bathroom having a fucking panic attack. I said,
oh, right.
Stop placing bets, stop smoking so much, spend quality time with me instead of all the lads all the time. Look at your future and what you want for yourself. And he said, I don't have a future, !
Did he?
Let me crack out the world's smallest fucking violin, you sad prick.
I
This is like every MySpace emo from 2008. Like, this is their profile. Nobody understands me. I don't have a future. Why am I even still alive? My eyeliner is running. Like, what fucking playbook did he take this out of?
So I said, you work so hard for what? What do you want? I was like, think about it properly because no one can tell you. And he said, I work so hard all month to pay my bills and make everyone happy.
Right, if you worked so hard to pay all your bills to make everybody happy, you would not need to be borrowing, or not even borrowing, stealing money from your fucking girlfriend to place more of your bets. What people are you making happy? Because you're clearly making people miserable for your lack of money because you keep on fucking taking it off of everybody else. So what are you actually talking about? How do you
make a cup of tea? What the fuck's he on about? What happiness has he brought to anyone?
Ever. Aside from misery.
Bar himself. He seems to have brought a fair whack of joy to himself over the years. But like, and again, you were actively paying for everything.
Yeah, I'm going to do, I actually have never done this, but I'm going to do a general breakdown about how much money I've spent. And I'm taking bets as to how much it is, but it's going to be a lot and it's going to upset me. So trigger warning for next episode.
I had like, we're not leaving it in the hundreds. I know that much. That's for sure.
You know, it's thousands.
It's thousands.
Thousands.
It's at least 10 grand.
Yeah.
It's like easy.
I was honestly thinking about 15 would be reasonable. So like,
I'll have a look and I'll do like a general up, like a...
Not reasonable, but you know, given the circumstances of how much you're being fucking used by this troglodyte. Like,
the last kind of point I want to do, because the more juicy ones, I feel like Niamh, we need to have a reaction with Niamh because she was there for... Mm-hmm. all of it, and she remembers more than I do because I don't know why.
Trauma block.
Yeah, I know. I was leaving it up to the fucking discretion. I was like, everyone knows why.
The rest of us were taking notes for later, and Quiva was just blindly walking through it all. That's why we remember it and you don't.
Because I was like, ugh. This was another one of those arguments that I don't remember what it was about at all. But I remember I was cleaning up. I was like kind of generally cleaning the house, and I was up in the bedroom and I was sweeping. Just minding my fucking business, trying to clean my fucking floors. And he came home and he was in foul form. Foul fucking form. Shock. I don't know what it was over, what it was about, but he was in really bad form and he was taking it out on me. And I was like kind of ignoring him because I was like, I'm actually not in the form. And my solution to someone being aggressive with me is just pretend that they're not. It tends to work quite well. But he got really mad because I was kept sweeping instead of like trying to fight with him, because I don't find it to be constructive at all, arguing.
No, he just wanted the attention off you. Like,
I mean, I'm the worst person. Like, I do kind of shut down in arguments. Like, I do.
Yeah, he truly picked the wrong bitch for this.
Like. Find someone who'll argue with you, not me. Don't be stupid. So I was sweeping away and he got really thick. And he picked up the sweeping brush and snapped it in half and then hopped it off the wall. And I was like,
Sorry.
What the fuck?
No, Kiva. I know I said last time and you completely ignored me. You completely ignored my whole, we need to stop talking about this. But I mean, you don't you dare utter a single fucking another point until this is fully discussed. And I am being so serious right now. I'm going to ask a lot of questions and you're not allowed to stray.
Okay.
You're not allowed to stray. First one being, did he take that sweeping brush out of your fucking hands and then snap it?
Yeah.
So he reefed it off you, broke it over his bandy little leg, and then threw it against the wall.
Yeah, because it didn't like break in half properly, so he broke it fully in half off the wall.
Right. Are we talking wooden or metal?
It was that kind of like, you know, that metally plastic, you know, that like...
Yeah,
pound jar.
So it only kind of bent and cracked the first time.
This is why I said I need visuals, because I needed to know what material we're talking about, so I need to know the level of aggression that was put into it, and like...
Yeah, like how hard did he have to fucking... No, it's still saying he gave a fair fucking whack, but if he would have broken a wooden one, it makes it scarier.
Yeah, the wooden one definitely would have added to the fear sensation, like but like, still? So you...
And now I understand why you get triggered when people throw things when they're angry.
Why? Have I done that before? Have you noticed me?
Yeah.
How? When?
Yeah. One occasion I can remember off the top of my head. I remember I wasn't even fully ticked, but I was annoyed. I remember we were in Dublin, myself, you and Leah. It was during COVID. And I had got, not kind of shaken. So basically, I was meant to be going on a girls' trip. And
oh yeah,
it came back, I think, that like Craig had COVID, right? So I would have been staying in the house. I would have fucking got it. Even though I had been in Dublin, so I wouldn't have been... You know, there, all my shit was at home. And like, it was looking like I wasn't going to be able to go on the trip, right?
I remember that.
And I would just, everything just had seemed to be kind of going a bit tits up in regards to this. Because one of the girls was going to be moving out to Dubai, right? One of the girls had also, like, she'd been home for the summer, was going back to Dubai, right? And I was like, it's probably going to be my last time in a while to see them before they go, right? When will I ever see them? Obviously, I didn't realise I'd be fucking moving out here, but anyway, not the point. And just out of pure frustration, I like hopped my phone off the bed. Because it was like, I was looking for answers and things of what to do. I wasn't getting anywhere. And I just, you know, bounce the phone off the bed. I was like, for fuck's sake. But Kiva, you like visibly like straight backed and like gave me the dirtiest look. And you were like, there was actually no need for that. And I was like, well, it wasn't that dramatic of a throw. Like, it really was not. But like, the way that you had saw it and the way that you had like said it to me, I was like, am I fucking psychotic? Even though I just had bounced it off the bed. You look like I might as well have kicked a child in the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember like we were watching something like a compilation of it could have been, honestly, I don't even know what it was, some like, I think it could have been like a five sauce thing or something. And one of the lads had thrown something and you were like, I hate when people throw shit when they're mad. And you're like, it makes me so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, I hate aggression. It actually makes me, like, it makes my skin crawl.
Mm.
Okay, so back to the point of the matter at hand here. So the level of anger that was achieved to reef the fucking sweeping brush off you, that was caused by you continuing to sweep while he wanted to fight, right?
Yeah, I don't have any memory as to what the argument was about at all.
Okay.
On any level.
Right, so...
You probably just weren't listening to him.
Get us. Yeah. You weren't listening to him, so he ripped the sweeping brush off you and broke it, so you couldn't continue to sweep and you had to
exactly,
listen to him.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so he does all that and then you do what?
So we were...
Not shoved the fucking half of the brush up his hole, which I would have done, turned him into a fucking lollipop.
Or stabbed his fucking beady eyes out.
Obviously, I was upset at this stage. I was like, what the fuck?
Obviously.
And then we were arguing and I was like, oh, fuck off or whatever, you know, but it was like, I wasn't being like, fuck off. It was like, you know, when you say it like... As part of a set.
Like, fuck off, leave me alone. Like.
Not even, like, I don't even.
Like, enough now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, right, fuck off.
And
already,
he was like, how fucking dare you tell me to fuck off? And literally dragged all my shit out of the closet and put it into a suitcase and was like, you need to leave. And I was like,
you need to leave in the house that you're paying fucking rent for.
His house was
you need
in
to leave.
His name, first of all. It was.
It was.
So I was like.
So you weren't even on the
I
lease.
Couldn't have been like, you know, if he wanted me out, I had to go kind of thing. He fucking put all my shit into the boot of the car and everything. And was like, this is it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck. He ended up changing his mind and he left all my shit in the boot. And I was like, what the fuck, like.
You're not going to take it back in at least?
Yeah,
like,
I think he.
Fucking dramatic,
I was
bitch.
Like, when you fairly need to put all my shit back away. I was like, that's actually fucking ridiculous. Yeah. He didn't. And the suitcase was sat in the bedroom for like, I don't know how long. Until I ended up being like, fucking fine. And I put my own shit away.
Right, so. He came home in bad form.
Yeah.
Tried to start an argument with you. And because you weren't listening, you were doing like cleaning the fucking house, because you were probably the only one that cleaned the fucking house. Got ticked because you weren't paying or giving him the argument that he was looking for. Ripped a sweeping brush out of your hand. Broke it over his leg, still wasn't good enough, so he had to bait it off the wall to break it even further, because he presumably couldn't hit you, so he fucking had to break other things.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the whole, I wish that was your face kind of vibe.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Even though you deservedly should have pointed in his fucking beady fucking eyes and told him get the fuck out your face, and which you didn't, you told him to fuck off in passing, as in just drop it, just leave it. He then took offence to that, packed your shit, threw in his fucking boot and told you to get out of the house that you fucking pay for,
oh,
regardless
sorry.
Of the fact that it's in his fucking name or not.
That was, he actually put into the boot of my car that he was borrowing at the time.
So a man can't even afford his own fucking car yet.
Because we had just moved home.
Quiver. What?
No, I keep.
Could he possibly have said to you after he was like, actually, do you know what? I've changed my mind. You may continue to be my girlfriend.
I don't know. I don't know. I could not tell you. That was the first time he ever, like, was like, violent, like, aggressive like that. So it was really shocking. Do you know what I mean?
So you think it was more the shock of the moment that made you not think about what had
exactly.
actually
happened? Exactly. Like, it was, like, really out the fucking blue. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, we'd had arguments and stuff, but they'd never been like that. I was like, what? And it was so out of the fucking blue as well. I was like, what the fuck?
No, that's fair. Like, if it's one time as well, you're not going to take it as an instant thing.
No,
of,
and
like,
he never
okay,
really did anything like that again. Like. Well, there was another time later on that he got, like, aggressive, but it wasn't, like, as pointed. Was
sorry,
there?
I'm actually... Sorry. Did you just... sorry, because I actually had such a tension fucking headache that I don't know if I heard this properly. Did you say, after that one incident, because he'd never done anything like that, you wouldn't take it as a sign to leave.
No, that's not what I said.
Given the situation, because it hadn't happened before, you wouldn't take it straight away of like, this is how it's escalating, this is going to continue getting
worse. I didn't
worse.
Process it at all. I was just shocked by it.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Like, if he'd actually... I feel like if he'd actually hit me, it would have been the shot. Like, I would have left. But I think he knew that as well, though.
Yeah. It sounds like he knew just how far to push it with you, that you wouldn't be able to see, like, how bad it actually was. And that is very much, like, that is classic fucking manipulation. Like, I know exactly how you must have been thinking, because I know what the situation is
like. Yeah, I know. It was very just like, you just...
So I know Lizzie sat here looking at us, like, not believing what we're fucking saying to each other.
I'm not saying I don't believe you.
I would say to anyone who's been in that situation, just obviously just tap out. But you say that and then it happens and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You feel differently about it. You see it differently. You think about it differently.
It doesn't... It's not as clear cut or something. It didn't, like... I don't know. There was a nuance to it that there wasn't. But it felt like there was.
Yeah, because he was already in your fucking head. Yeah. Like, he had you where he wanted you to do that kind of shit and not have you see it for what it was.
And at this stage, he'd obviously, like, gotten good at the whole making me feel like every argument was my fault anyways. So I was kind of like,
yeah,
you know.
Here I go. I've done this now again.
Like, I knew it wasn't my fault. Like, I knew he was being unreasonable. It wasn't like I was, like, I actually believed that it was my fault. Like, I knew he was being unreasonable, if that makes sense. I don't know. I genuinely doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't. Because I knew it wasn't reasonable. Yeah. I knew he was in the wrong, but I was still kind of like, I don't know.
Doubting yourself.
Yeah, or making excuses, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you talk it out. You talk yourself away from it because you're used to it. Like, he did this perfectly. Like, I can't stress that enough. He did this so fucking calculated to this point of how slow he built you up into being in that position.
We were together 2 years at this stage, like, do you know, before anything like that happened. And for the first year, like, you can see as well... Like, I went back through texts and I showed it to Niamh. I was like, the difference between... Because she'd obviously seen all the recent stuff, like, that I was going through. Yeah. And I went back to old texts and I was like, you can see the difference in how he spoke to me. Like, the difference in how he spoke to me was massive. Like, massive, massive. Yeah.
But that would have been such a gradual change that you would not
have... No, I didn't notice it until I saw the difference.
I can't stress this enough. This man knew what he was doing from day one.
He's fucking...
From day one, like... He did this to you. He conditioned you to where he needed you
to
be.
Yeah, like, he knew how much...
So you're not stupid. You didn't see it because you weren't meant to.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Like, I know it wasn't, like... I mean, I don't feel bad about it or anything because I'm kind of like... I mean, looking back, I'm like, that's fucking stupid. But then at the same time, I'm also like, it happened so, like, slowly that I'm like... It all fed into itself. It was, like, so gradual. It was such a chain reaction that, like, this happened and then this happened and then this was a little bit worse. But not so bad that it was, like, a dramatic change that you'd be like... That's it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I
get her. I think it's important as well to note that, like, he was a very charismatic person. And, like, you would never know by him that something was off, only that obviously we know you so well that we knew something was off, but we could only guess as to maybe what it might have been, but obviously still not exactly to what it was. So, like, he was a very, like, people's person. Do you know? Yeah. It seemed like if you were his friend, like, could never do fucking enough for you.
Because he was
trying to, like, make himself out to be like this, like, really, like, chill sound lad, just kind of goes with the flow.
It was very much like, because I was talking to one of the girls and she was like, she was talking to this fella and she was kind of like, she was basically describing him. And I was like, girl, I'm just telling you now, like, because she was saying, I was like, you kind of end up nearly feeling responsible for the bad moods, if that makes sense. He was so gradually, like, he was in good form all the time at the start, like, all the time. Right, it was like we always went to, like, when we were especially just friends, like, we'd always go to Limerick and shit together, which looking back was so inappropriate when he had a girlfriend, but I didn't think of it like that because I was so platonic with him, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And looking back, like, it was very inappropriate, and, like, I had never had a boyfriend at that stage, so I didn't see it as being an issue, but it very much was, and it was very inappropriate, but, you know, whatever. But, like, do you know, like, it was always me kind of making conversation and, like, trying to talk about stuff and, you know, pulling him out of his shell, we'll say. Even though he didn't really have a shell.
Yeah.
Anyways. But then, like, I kind of started giving up on that. So I feel like that's when it kind of started going sideways, was when I kind of started to give up on trying. If that makes sense.
Yeah, because your personality couldn't outweigh his anymore.
It's really fucking exhausting. Yeah. Every so often I'd be like, oh, he's kind of back to himself now because he'd be in really good form. And I'd be like, this is, you know, the way I remember him being before. But then... Something would happen or I'd say something, he'd get tick and he'd be back to being fucking pissy and moody and I'd be like, oh, fuck's sake. So you nearly start feeling responsible for the bad form, if that makes sense.
Mm. So you definitely found yourself walking on eggshells around him all the time then. Minding what you were saying and doing and making sure you weren't doing anything that would cause the mood.
Which obviously feeds back into the being afraid to go out thing, because I knew subconsciously, like subconsciously I drew the parallel between like every time I go out we have an argument. So
Yeah, you shut down going
out. But I didn't like, it was so subconscious. Like I didn't even realise that was why I was feeling so anxious about it. Like you do draw these comparisons or parallels or whatever the fucking word is. Subconsciously.
No, I do remember like when these things were happening, when you were cancelling with the girls and stuff and they were getting mad about it, like you were talking to us about it. Mm. And like I remember like at the time you had 1,000 excuses as to why you weren't going, but none of them were like, I just have this anxiety about going, so I really don't want to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, there's no way you checked that yourself.
I didn't cop it. Like, I know I did have anxiety about going out, but like it always had a reason, but like I could have made more effort into making it work. Or put more effort into making it work, and I didn't, because being anxious, I was kind of like, I kind of took the out sometimes. Yeah.
No amount of a good time that you had with the girls was going to be worth the shit time that he gave you for it afterwards.
Yeah, and it was never, that's the thing, that's why it was never pointed at that. That's why it was it's fucking weird to think about, because it was never, it's like, in my head, I just knew that was, I don't know why my subconscious didn't fucking tell my conscious. Basically.
Because this is the fucking problem with loving someone. This is the problem when love becomes involved. Because you stop fucking thinking. You stop seeing it. Because all your emotions just take over. You loved, or at least thought you loved, this absolute chronic fucking prick. Yeah,
I definitely never did. Like, at the start I did. But, like, I stopped giving a shit after a certain amount of time. Like, at the start, like, I was always like, please. Like, I have really bad, like, I don't know what the word is. I'm a doomsdayer. So like, if someone doesn't text me when they get home, I'm like, well, they've died. Do you know?
Yeah.
So
I think that's just called being a woman. I think that's universally chronic for us.
So I was like, you know, I'm very much like, text me, you know, if you're going to be late. If you're going out, just text me that you're going to be late. If you're going over to one of the lads and you say you're going to be home from 8 o'clock and you're not going to be home until 5 o'clock in the fucking morning, I don't care. Just let me know.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you just want to know he's not a corpse. Exactly. On the side of the road.
And he just never would.
But also because the fact that he not used to like smoke and drive, or like,
oh yeah, I tried to stop him doing that, but
sometimes like speed it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know if he drink drove, I don't know if he did, but you know what I mean? I wouldn't trust him to put himself in situations where he wasn't going to come out obviously fucking frazzled after it. So obviously you were going to worry.
And again, that's such a lack of fucking respect for your partner to not even have the odd, like, the conscious thought of letting them know that you're delayed or you won't be home until such.
I never cared. I was always just like, just give me the heads up so I know, so I'm not worrying. Do you know?
Yeah, like I have the same thing with David. Like, I don't care when you come home, just let me know if you're not coming when I think you're coming. I just want to know you're not dead. Like, I don't fucking care. I cannot cope, Quiva, with the fucking fact that we fully did an episode on like psychological abuse and torture and fucking domestic violence. And you're just like, it just went completely over your head.
You don't realise. Everyone says, like, I always said, like, mam's involved in fucking domestic abuse fucking shit. Like, she's here advocating. She set up a domestic abuse fucking shelter and everything. And I was like, sure, it'll never happen to me. I'm telling you lads, it happened to anyone.
No.
Because you don't realise until it's already too late. Like, it's different because it's different when it's like, it's off the bat. Because off the bat, anyone would be like, fuck off. But it's never off the bat. It's always like, what, fucking 2 years in? And it just switches, like.
Because this is the thing, like, it doesn't.
But it also doesn't.
If there's no physical aspect, a lot of people rule it out. Like, they don't think.
That's why it was never physical with me, I think, because that was.
The second you had a physical mark, you had something to hold on to.
It just would have been something I would have drawn a line at. The same way the cheating thing, you know, when it came out, I drew a line under it. Like, there's a few things, like, everyone has, like, a hard line. And I mean, someone getting shitty during arguments is hard to draw a line under.
It doesn't, like, it's like I said, he had you properly fucking well manipulated into where you are, that you weren't going to see, like, everything that was going on around you. Because, he wasn't throwing hands and he wasn't, like, directly, you know, standing over you, spitting on you, calling you a stupid cunt or what have you. Like,
I know he wanted to, though.
It's not what it's about. But he knew better than to do it because that was too concrete.
Exactly. That's the thing. It was too. Yeah. What I would say, though, is, as advice to anyone, is the fucking main mistake I made was not just not talking to them, like, your friends about shit. That's my advice, is just tell your friends. Because I knew it was off, but I was like, I knew in my head, I was like, I don't really want to break up. So I was like, if I tell the girls, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I mean, from jump, tell your friends about shit that's going on, because
it's different, I suppose, like saying it out loud and like putting it in writing is, I suppose, like it is another form of saying it out, because you're actively telling another person, like it's out in the universe then. Like you're not just internalizing.
I wouldn't
it,
have been able to say like, it if I told
try
you.
Try rationalize
about,
it in your own
yeah,
head.
Yeah, like if I told you about everything that was going on, you would have been like, what the fuck?
You would have been murdered.
Yeah.
I can tell you that now.
Yeah, exactly. So do you know what I mean?
He would have been.
I knew I was.
And I'd, like I said this, at the time, there was just no point because you were so within yourself with it. Like, there was no point. Even if we had said, Cuiva, this is wrong, he's hurting you, you need to get out of this, like, whatever, it's toxic.
You were on, you like, stayed. Obviously, not to be, like, making digs or anything like that, really not. Mm. But there was a period of time where you were on just complete shutdown mode, where, like, it was so hard to get anything out of you. Like, anything at all.
Like, you did tell us anything, we got the classic response that we knew we were fucked and everything that we had just said had gone to waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
Because I knew, I was like, I know, true. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, what? True. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the yeah true is bad. Like, the yeah true is I have not heard nothing.
Yeah, so we knew, like, we were trying, but, like, you weren't ready to hear it. And this is very much a situation you have to get yourself out of. Nobody can get you out of this.
No, it's very much like it has to come from yourself. You have to see it yourself. You have to.
Yeah. Otherwise, everyone else is the cunt and, like, they've broken you up and then what have you. And then he ends up being the fucking saint again. We end up sainting him. No, thank you.
Yeah. Like,
that's definitely, we said this in my episode. We're saying it again. You can't be pushy. You really can't. Just be there. Yeah. If we could have gotten you to open up and talk at all, then things could have gone different. We wouldn't have pushed against you because that wouldn't have helped.
Yeah, but
we
getting me to
better.
Open up anyways is hard work. Yeah.
It's like fucking a normal Joe Soap trying to fucking take a scanner or whatever the fuck's cut out of the fucking stone. You're waiting for Arthur. It's literally like there's no hope. There's literally no button. There's nothing. You can't
it is
it.
Lucifer himself trying to pry the key of fucking heaven out of St. Michael's hand. Like,
it's like, oh.
It's not happening. It's not happening. Is it Michael who minds? It's not Michael who minds the gates of hell. Is it? Is it Peter? Or the gates
I
of hell?
It's Peter. Peter.
It's Peter.
Definitely
Peter.
Not Paul.
Never mind. Definitely not Paul. Not or any Paul. Of the other white names like Luke.
To be fair, Luke and Peter are my two favourites. I feel like Luke is just a handy fucking fella name.
It is, but was there really a fella called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John in the middle of the desert? No, there
yeah,
wasn't.
Yeah, that's my problem.
I mean, there was, yeah. There wasn't, probably wasn't a Mary either, though.
No,
absolutely
there was
not.
No Mary.
Or an Elizabeth.
Joseph, surely.
Or a Joseph.
Fucking Sarah, yeah. No, oh, surely.
Literally, Jesus is the only convincing one because, like, there might have been a Jesus. There may have been a Jesus.
It sounds like slightly different than the other fucking white names there is. Anyway.
They definitely just were given, like, the names were written down and then they said, you know what, we'll give them white people names just to, like, you know, an out alias to make it more palatable.
Yeah, exactly.
So at least when we bring it out into Europe, that then, like, the lads inside in Europe can be like, oh, that could be me. Yeah.
Anyways, very side tangent there. Is that, like, where we're leaving it
I
off
think
then
so,
until
because
leave comes?
The scandalous
so
we can, stuff.
Because we're barely, like, scratching the surface of how
oh,
bad
yeah,
this
no, we
actually
haven't
was in terms
even,
of, like,
this is just very much laying the baseline. I've have how many points? I've like done about 30 points there. I have easily doubled that in the next 2 years.
Okay. So that's why, yeah, if any of the listeners who stuck with us now up until this point are wondering why it seems a little bit tamer than what we were on about, it's because it is. That was the foundation work. That was so you get a background onto this.
Yeah, it needs a background. It needs, shit, like, because the stuff that week. Comes up is scandalous. Scandalous.
This is, you really need this backstory to understand, like, how shocking the
it's all important.
Of everything
it's all important.
Is.
No, and nothing will prepare you for what you think you're going to hear because it fucking won't.
Cracked.
It really
actually
will not.
Cracked.
Like, the levels of debauchery that this cunt has managed to fucking pull off is septic. It is disgusting. And I honestly, only because I'm re-mad. Like, obviously, I hate him anyway. But I'm re-mad because there was parts, obviously, we didn't know what that means. Savannah just found out, like, you know, during this episode. The way, I don't even care, right? I'm not having finished my point. I don't care what bad luck it brings back up upon me. The way I am so fucking mad that that book of curses that Savannah got me for Christmas is back home in Ireland. I am vexed when I tell you, because I tell you one thing, I'd be cracking out of you then bitches right now. I've had tension headache, so I can only imagine what it's like for you, Cuiva, having to fucking relive, tell and then listen to us be like, you stupid fucking bitch.
I mean, it's okay. I'm here for the support as well.
Yeah, I'm grand so far.
Not all bad. No, because it is. Because every part of me does want to sit here and just scream, why the fuck did you stay? But I honestly know why you did. So I can't ask you that. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I don't have a why. There was no reason. It wasn't like it was even like a good relationship.
It was because your brain was mush and no longer existed.
Yeah, fair. Like,
literally, you didn't have a thought left to give to it.
Like. No, it was actually would have been so much more effort to just break up. I feel like it felt like such effort.
Mm-hmm.
Quite like I have to talk about it now when I could just not.
Do we have any points we want to make on what's been said for today? Or
I mean, so what have you, did you want to say?
But then also,
I mean, this is the thing. We could go over about half hour here of emotions of what we've just been through. But I feel like we're at best to save that for the next episode, because that's when everything gets really bad and we're going to have a lot of emotions then.
And it's going to be in conclusion, here's our thoughts, here's the breakdown.
I just like, I know that looks don't mean a whole lot.
Ugly bastard.
But given that this boy also had like no personality once you saw through the fact that he was like funny and charismatic on the surface. Like, I remember thinking when I first met him, we had bad vibes because I hadn't met him until after the stuff had gone down with the I'm cheating on you, haha, no I'm not. I hadn't actually met him in person until after that. So I was already like, fuck this dude. So I didn't meet him with an expectation to like him. And then I went and met him and my first thought was, oh, he's just stupid.
Like, just dumb as a rock. And it's not
just dumb
that
as rocks. Like, at no point did I clock that it wasn't that he was just that thick. I mean, he was that thick. He was clever in his own way, but book smart, we shall not declare. Like, I genuinely thought he was too thick to be that fucking evil. So that's when I, like, flip back and be like, oh, sure, it probably didn't happen because he's a slow cunt. Like, he's a slow enough cunt to joke about these things.
He's a very, like, under the radar. Like, if we didn't know what we know now, like, he's a very, like, under the radar type of person. Like, I do remember my very, very first time meeting him. You weren't even together. You were working together at this point. I think it was basically like you had gone on a work night out, like, or was like work drinks or something. I was up visiting, and so obviously I tagged along. You weren't even together. And my immediate thoughts was that I didn't like him. But then it was well, I just don't know him. I'm being fucking weird and judgy, right? But then when you did get together and I did meet
him. No, because I it's gas because I didn't like him off the bat either. My first impression was also bad.
See, and we should have all listened to that, but we didn't.
But I just was like,
that's why we're counting the red flags that all of us missed along the way.
Would you like to know what we're at right now? Just
yes,
for part
what's
one.
The tally of red flags for this episode.
So, right, we're going to count it out. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26 in total for part one.
26 red flags.
In part one.
And we're still in the first
part. And this was the tame episode.
Yeah, we have three things I want to say about in this house that Niamh wants to be here for. Because she was fucking complicit as well in some of this.
Okay. And are we hearing this elusive story about the bath that has been mentioned?
The bath is being saved.
Okay.
Because we're not letting the bath be forgotten.
No, I have
it
here.
We want to know what
the
bath is. My low point. There's another one that is me and Niamh will be screaming around the place because it is so shameful what we did.
Okay.
No, it's bad.
Okay.
Because when we remembered it, rolled around for a while and wanted to kind of kill ourselves.
Okay. I mean, that's nothing new.
Like is this a 13 Reasons bath? Or?
This is a bath that was in the first house. Not sure what month it happened in, but I'm putting it in towards the end of the story just because I feel like it.
But was it a Hannah Baker sitch is what we're asking, Kiva?
That's what
Ew, no. Me? No.
Okay. Right,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't know.
Listen,
you
weren't even
back
during this.
I know, I would have told you by now. Like, no. I do be talking a lot about killing myself, but I never have tried, sadly.
Would you actually
have? Killed myself?
Would you actually have told us? But would you actually, Kiva?
By now,
I think she would
100%.
Have found a way by now to say it in like a joking manner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I would have said it by now.
Yeah, you'd be like, and I fair tried to kill myself, haha, and then
just
carry
on. Yeah, I would
on.
Drop it in like that. No, I didn't. The bath is actually much more embarrassing. I wish I had done a Hannah Baker in it. I truly do. It's much more embarrassing.
Okay.
Okay.
I wish.
You keep eating right,
okay,
inside
we need to
start
stop.
Crying, did
you? Ew! Not this. That's not the time we're talking about, no. I probably did. I don't remember, though.
You don't cry in the bath. You cry in the shower, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Come on, for fuck's sake.
No, but you shouldn't try drowning yourself in the bath, Savannah. Come on. Common sense.
Oh, try drowning yourself. I thought you said crying.
I did. Well, you can still drown yourself in the bath. Oh. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you can. You can drown yourself in a bath a lot better than a shower, but the crying is for the shower. It's just, it feels right in a shower. Crying in a bath feels lonely.
It feels pathetic. But she... Whereas it does, in the shower, it's really like, oh, just drama. In the shower, it's like dramatic. In the bath, it feels like I'm a lonely housewife and my kids hate me and my husband's cheating. Which, I mean, relatable.
Well,
I probably should have cried in the bath, but anyways.
If the fucking shoe fits, Cinderella, wear it.
Oh, let me get into the story about the shoes that didn't fit. Or next episode. Tune in.
The shoe never fits.
Those shoes did not fit. They're probably because they weren't meant for me. But sure, look, everyone makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has those days.
I will say, don't go fucking finding out who he is and going messaging him anyone, please, lads. I'd rather him not be spoken to at all. I know nobody's going to do that. I know nobody cares enough of a shit about me to do that, but PSA, I don't want that to happen, and I've left out his name on purpose. For a reason. FYI. In advance. But if you see him in person, like I would.
I mean, there'd be no harm spitting on the fucking path beside of where he's walking, or tripping him up, or if you had just so happened to see him in a supermarket, drop a piece of washing up liquid right in front of like his path and watch him slip and absolutely mangle himself, or, you know, maybe slap him with a car, and small things like this, you know what I mean? Very small, very minor.
Yeah.
And as we've since learned, a slap of a car really didn't really do much damage, do you know what I mean? I know it did, but it also didn't. Like, some people have had a clip of a car or a clip of a train and they've been kind of fine after it. You know what I mean? So, if anything like that were to happen, things happen in life, you know what I mean? Doesn't necessarily mean for the worst.
And fear thee not. If nothing does happen to him, nobody figures out who we're talking about, and I happen to be back in Ireland and see him, I'll give him a baiting.
He runs away.
I'm only
now,
waiting
by
for the day.
He's scared of Aine. Aine is a whole 5 foot, what, 2, 3?
Tiny.
Yeah, I'd be scared to fight Aine, though.
I feel like I could still see her making absolute mince of him.
I'd be scared to fight Aine.
Aine's might is not in her size.
She's a fucking scrappy little bitch. She's well able to deal out a baiting when it's needed. But yeah.
All right, okay. Have we anything happy to tie up today with?
No.
I know, I ask for it every week and yet you're still unprepared. It brings me great joy.
I see his ranting on Twitter.
I do be forgetting.
Oh, I just have... Karma is real is trending. It's definitely BTS related. Karma is real is trending.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, no. Nothing's happening that I can see on my timeline.
Honestly, we give it a couple of minutes. If we can't think of anything, we assume we have nothing. It's fine.
No, I have actually none of it.
I watched the new Hocus Pocus, actually. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I watched it too. I thought
very Hocus Pocus.
Mostly the same. Like, yeah.
I've never
They pretty
seen
much
it.
Made Hocus Pocus 1 again, but with,
cast.
Like, modern Tumblr witches. Which was fine. Like, it was fine. I was happy to see it again for the nostalgia, but, like, it was fine.
Lads, I haven't watched the first one. I'm going to make a very sick confession and say I've never watched it.
Elizabeth.
You don't ever call me that again in your life.
A Halloween classic. I will only call you that when I am incensed. I can't believe a Halloween classic and you have never once witnessed it. Bette Midler at her finest and you have
never once seen it.
Sarah Jessica Parker before she turned into a horse and you have never
you
once
need to
seen
watch it.
It.
That's actually scandalous.
You need to watch it. You need to know who Thackeray Binks is, and it's a must.
I'm sure I bet.
Please go watch it tonight.
I won't have time tonight because it's late for me. But,
I don't care.
Svana, unless you have to get up at 5 o'clock in the bastard morning and then go deal with screaming tiny people all day.
You just go tell them by Hocus Pocus and tell them it's for Halloween. It's fine.
Svana, do you take Dave any for... They won't have a fucking clue. They won't have a clue.
You're going to bring the traditions to Dubai, Lizzie, okay? I have spoken. No, I don't think there's anything really on my end for this week. We had a wedding we were dreading since January and it's finally over. It was exactly the fucking shit show that we thought it would be and it's over with now and we're delighted. So that is the best news, truly.
Yeah.
But that's technically last week's news. But that's about it. That's about all the good things that have happened to me.
So sometimes it is fun to watch a car crash and be happy about it.
Yeah, I think it's lasagna time. Have myself some dinner.
I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner.
Oh no, see, that stresses me out. I need to know what I'm having for dinner by the start of the day or else I'll lose my mind.
I was kind of tempted to get a Supermax, to be honest.
Get one!
See, that's why you plan, Guiva, because that's what happens if you don't. You're like, I'm
happy. No, there's food in the kitchen,
so
I can just make something, but I'm kind of like...
No, but it's actually been an entirely stressful afternoon.
Fully, I think today is the day for comfort food. Like, I'm not trying to talk you out of it.
You make good points.
Just make sure you get the brownies and cookies in honor of me.
The hot muffin ice creams are something that need to be brought worldwide.
Yes.
That needs to be a worldwide phenomenon. Yes. Because it is scandalous. Just so you know, lads, McDonald's is blocking your blessings by not letting Supermax sell their food in other countries.
Honestly,
McDonald's is actively blocking American blessings.
Is so
it's actually
superior.
Vile that they won't actually enjoy what we get to enjoy.
Yeah. No, because it is fully because Supermax is genuinely made with actual food.
Yeah.
And McDonald's isn't.
It's proper breast chicken, like it's proper proper meat. Like you're always stuffed
on. They can't be
Supermax.
Letting you remember what real food tastes like.
Like you're always full. It's not the shite of like, oh, you're hungry again in like half an hour.
No, it's proper food, like it's really fucking good, and the mayo and everything is to die for.
Ten out of ten
if you're going to Ireland, lads, go to a fucking Supermax. Fuck a Mackey's, fuck a Burger King. They're trash. Go to
Burger
Supermax.
King is the worst thing ever.
And if you're fancy in pizza, Papa John's. Or Apache. If you want full grease, Apache
it
pizza
is the way
so to go.
It's so greasy.
It's so greasy.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. If you want, if you're like looking for a hangover cure pizza, it's Apache. If you're looking for just deliciousness, it's Papa John's. No other pizza can live. I don't even understand why we have a Domino's in Ireland. We don't need it. Get rid of it.
No.
Fucking abomination to pizza. Anyway, that was a weird tangent.
What happens when we're hungry?
It is, yeah. We're clearly starving, so we're going to go. And we'll be back next week for the crux of all of this shit that we have been ranting and raving about. We'll be back with Niamh, the guest star from our drunk episode. Or I say our drunk episode. Their drunk episode. And yeah, we look forward to that. Until then, I don't know. I'd like to fucking make your beds, lads. Make your fucking beds. Dress your bed in the morning. And always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles.
And done it. But